I'll turn on the TV, Fred.
And now, a brand new show. Rockensfield Products Company, where happiness is our most important byproduct, brings you the Happy Housewife Program. 2 hours of music, songs, helpful hints from our star, Wilma Flintstone.
Oh, turn that thing off, will you?
Okay, Fred.
Wilma Flintstone?
Shopping, I forget all about time.
Me too. I just can't tear myself away from those bargains.
I'm lucky that Barney isn't too fussy. I'll warm up some leftovers.
Fred expects a hot meal plunked down in front of him the minute he gets home.
Well, I hope we get there before the boys do, Wilma.
I hope so too, or I'm in for one enchanted evening.
How about that, Barney? We make the effort to get home a little early, just so we can have dinner sooner so the girls would be finished washing the dishes early.
You came home early because you were hungry, Fred.
That's beside the point. They're supposed to be home, not gallivanting around.
They're not gallivanting, Fred. They went shopping.
Shopping? That's the worst kind of gallivanting.
Uh-oh, the boys are home early, Wilma.
Wouldn't you know it?
Hey, Fred, here come the girls. They're turning into the driveway. Now they're swinging into the garage.
No, that garage door takes an awful beating.
Hey, is that why you bought Wilma that new little bitty car, Fred?
I figured the smaller the car, the less packages it could carry. So I bought Wilma the compactest compact I could find.
Oh, I get it, Fred. Holds down the shopping, huh?
Right. How much could one of those tiny cars hold, huh?
Just a second, Betty. I have to press this button to open the trunk.
Wilma, you sure are a genius at packing things.
All right. All right. I can't make it as fast as you spend it. I admit it. So let's call off the contest. Spend, spend, spend. You go running around with a charger plate in each hand. Money isn't going out of style. It's here to stay, believe me. What big deal is it to be the best-dressed woman in the poorhouse? All you think of is how to get rid of my hard-earned money.
Now, you hold it right there, Fred Flintstone. I'm sick and tired of these money arguments. I want to look nice so you'll be proud of me as your wife. I have pride in my appearance, and I'm not going to look like I just swam to shore from a sinking ship. This is a 50-50 deal. I work hard around here, and I'm willing to do more. If necessary, I'll get a job to earn some extra money.
That's a hot one, a job.
What's so funny about that?
You are too smart to leave this cushy setup you have here. You like it just as it is. You... Yow! Now, what brought that on? Wilma and I sure had a wingding last night.
Yeah, I could hear you yelling, Fred.
I was not yelling!
Okay, Fred.
All our fights are about money. Wilma goes out and fritters dough away on clothes and stuff, and I'm still using last year's bowling shoes.
Well, that's too bad, Fred.
She said she might get a job. Ha, ha, what a laugh. She's too used to me keeping her in luxury.
Yeah, Fred.
A job? Well, you have a job, Wilma, keeping house.
I know, but it doesn't pay anything when I have to fight over a new dress. I'm going to earn my own money.
Say, I could use some extra money too, Wilma. Barney never gripes, but if I made some extra money, it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah. Say, Betty, come on with me. We'll both get a job.
Okay, Wilma.
The Bedrock Employment Agency has never failed to find a job for any applicant. Now, girls, what are your qualifications?
Well, I can type.
Good, good. I'll give you a test. Mrs. Rubble, sit over at that desk. My, you're a very fast typist, Mrs. Rubble. It's all spelled wrong, but you're fast. Just, I can place you, I'm sure. And I think I have a filing job for you, Mrs. Flintstone. Both of you go to this address and see the personnel manager.
Oh, we will. Thank you.
It was nice of you to send us to the same place.
This is the address, and look what it is. The Bedrock Radio TV Corporation.
Betty, if we get the jobs here, we can see all the TV stars.
Ooh, I'd work for nothing.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. After all, that's the deal we've got at home.
Yeah, this time we want money.
I think this is where they said we'd find the personnel manager.
Well, let's look in. What can we lose?
Oh, there you are. Come on in, girls. You're late, you're late. We should have been here with the other girls.
Oh, well, we're sorry.
We hurried right over.
Okay, wait right here. I'll check with Mr. Rockenspiel.
Hundreds of girls, I hear none of them is any good for my new TV show.
Oh, boy. I better sell Rockenspiel on these two dames, or I'll lose this juicy million-dollar account. Ah, Mr. Rockenspiel, all worries are over.
You mean your worries? Me, I got only troubles.
I think we found the right girls for your show.
If you don't, I cancel out the whole thing.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Rockenspiel. All right, girls, Mr. Rockenspiel is the head man. If he likes you, you're in. Smile, happy, happy, lots of teeth, good, good. That's it. You're on. Hit it, Charlie. Okay, the dark-haired one. Go! Ah, hold it, hold it! Stop the music! What are you doing?
I'm leaving. You told me to go.
I meant go. Go ahead and sing.
I can't sing.
You can't sing.
No, but Wilma sings.
She does.
Oh, she's the greatest, according to the girls in our bridge club.
Bridge club? I made only one mistake today. I got out of bed.
Well, I'm waiting. Where's me the singing?
The singing? Oh, yeah, Mr. Rockenspiel. Okay, Wilma, baby, give it all you got.
But I haven't sung since our last bridge club meeting.
Mm-hmm. Again with the bridge club.
All right. Stop me the giggling and start with the singing.
Go on and sing, Wilma, if it means getting a job.
Okay, I'll try.
You'll try, sure. All right, Charlie, hit it. $1 million account out the window.
Oh, yeah! I'm the one to blame!
Rockenspiel! He likes it, he likes it! How's that, Rocky boy?
That's good. I like it.
I told you I'd deliver! Wilma, baby, you were great, great, great! The job is yours. Here, sign this and you go to work. That's it. Thanks. Good, good, good.
What was that I signed?
A contract for 39 weeks to star on the Rockenspiel show, that's all. Why?
Oh, I was just wondering. Thank you.
You know, if I could sing, I would have gotten the typist job, I guess.
Well, it's a lot of fuss over just a file clerk job. But I got it.
Oh, you sure did, Wilma.
Say, Betty, what was it that man said I signed?
Oh, that was just a contract for 39 weeks.
To star on the Rockenspiel show?
Oh, mister, my husband won't let me do anything like this.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Flintstone, but you signed a contract. You must fulfill it. Otherwise, we will sue. Sue! Now get used to the idea. Starting today, for 39 weeks at dinner time, you are the singing star of Rockenspiel's Happy Housewife Show.
39 weeks at dinner time? Oh, how can I ever tell Fred?
Come on, Mrs. Flintstone, you're on. Rehearsals for this evening's opening show, you know.
Betty, I'll write a note to Fred. You leave it on the table with one of your frozen TV dinners. He's never had one, but it's the best I can do.
Well, Barney, after that set to Wilman I had last night, she'll knock herself out tonight to give me a big feed. She'll probably start off with jellied cactus hearts, dodo bird on the rocks, or a sizzling brontosaurus steak New York cut, medium rare.
Mm-mm. Cut it out, Fred. I'm just gonna have warmed over leftovers.
Warmed over leftovers, eh? See you after dinner, Barney.
Yeah, Fred. So long.
I'm home, Wilma. Don't tell me what's for dinner. I'll close my eyes. Surprise me. Okay, I'm ready. Let's have it. Wilma, I'm ready. What's with the note? Dearest Fred, hope you enjoy your dinner. We'll explain later. Love, Wilma. This is a complete frozen dinner containing... I'm so hungry, I'll eat anything.
Hey, didn't that sound like Fred, Betty?
Yeah. I don't know who he could be growling at. Wilma isn't home yet. Look, Barney, why don't you go over and try to cheer Fred up?
Yeah, okay. I'll do that, Betty. But I still don't get it. Hey, Fred, can I come in? Gee, Fred, I'm sorry. Looks like Wilma deserted you. Can't say I blame her. How'd you enjoy your frozen dinner, Fred? Gee, Fred, all I'm trying to do is cheer you up. You know, make conversation and stuff like that there.
Well, I don't want no conversation. I want food. F-O-O-O-O. I'm hungry. Say, Barney, how about those warmed-over leftovers?
Too bad, Fred. There weren't any warmed-over leftovers left over to be warmed over. Leftover.
That ain't funny, Barney.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. I'll turn on the TV.
And now, a brand new show. Rockenspiel Products Company, where happiness is our most important byproduct, brings you the Happy Housewife Program. 2 hours of music, songs, helpful hints from our star, Wilma Flintstone.
Oh, turn that thing off, will you?
Okay, Fred.
Wilma Flintstone? Oh, wait a minute. Wait, hold it.
Now, may I introduce our Wilma, the Happy Housewife.
Wilma?
Hey, how about that, Fred? Wilma on TV.
Our Happy Housewife has been cooking all afternoon.
Cooking all afternoon for who?
And here she is with this delicious Rockenspiel meal she has prepared.
Your husband will be happy, too, when he's greeted with a nice roast loin of Rockenspiel brontosaurus.
Sure looks good, huh, Fred? I'm sorry, Fred. I forgot you haven't had any dinner.
All you wives know how important it is to have a nice hot meal waiting for that hungry man of yours. And you can't go wrong with a sizzling hot Rockenspiel brontosaurus filet steak, New York cut.
My dinner on TV.
Sort of a TV dinner, huh, Fred?
Make your hobby hubby, keep your hubby happy. When he's a little chubby, he's a happy pappy with Rockenspiel.
One more time, Wilma.
Make your hobby hubby, keep your hubby happy. When he's a little chubby.
No, wait, Fred. Wait till Wilma comes home.
He's a happy pappy with Rockenspiel.
And talk it over. See you later, Fred.
Ah! television instead of being here making dinner. How many times have I told you a woman's place is in the home? Go ahead, explain why you were cooking my dinner on TV.
Well, this morning, Betty and I went down to see about getting a job. We went into an employment agency.
And that's how I got to be Wilma, the happy housewife.
Okay, Wilma, the happy housewife. Fred, the hilarious husband, is going down there and cancel that contract.
But Fred, they said they'd sue.
Sue, schmoo. I'll tear that station apart tube by tube. They're dealing with Fred Flintstone now.
Gosh, Fred's been gone over an hour. I hope he's not too rough on them.
Well, Fred won't let them push him around. He's got friends.
Yes, Fred's a pretty big man in this town.
Fred would be a pretty big man in any town. Bang!
Here comes Fred, Wilma.
Fred, how'd you make out?
They had all their smart lawyers there, some fast-talking agency boys, the company's executive board all lined up against me.
You told them off, huh, Fred?
They argued and threatened, but I stood firm. Finally, I won. 2 out of 3 points.
What were they, Fred?
1, they won't sue me. 2, they won't have me fired from my job.
What was 3, Fred?
Wilma keeps right on being Wilma the happy housewife.
Hey, that's a pretty good deal, Fred, considering.
Yeah, it looked like I was going to be deported there for a while.
Hey, Betty, how did things go today? You know, Fred and Wilma.
Oh, swell, Barney. Everything's squared away. Wilma's going to keep on with the show, and it's okay with Fred.
Oh, great. And Fred'll eat out, huh?
Oh, no. Fred won't eat anything but home cooking, so he'll be our guest and eat his dinners here.
Feed Fred Flintstone for 39 weeks? Oh, Betty will be ruined. Bankrupt.
Oh, come now, Barney. How much could Fred possibly eat?
Nobody knows. He's never been filled up.
Hi, neighbors. It's famished Freddy, the man who came to dinner. First of all, we'll check the kitchen to see if you'll pardon the cliche, what's cooking. Dodo bird fricassee. Looks a little thin. Could stand a little bit more seasoning, too, Betty. Creamed seaweed, that's out. And this brontosaurus roast. It's too well done, besides being much too small. Wilma never cooks like this. There's something missing, Betty.
Oh, there's nothing missing, but there will be. You, Fred Flintstone, out, out, out.
It's always the way. You have friends when you don't need them. When you need them, they throw you out of the house. Boy, am I hungry. Hey, there's just what I need. Mother's Place. Real home cooking. Must be new. I never seen it before. Oh, Mother!
What do you want, Mac?
Your mother?
Right, Mac. Mother's the name. Sam Mother. What you want to eat?
A hot bronto sandwich and whole of gravy.
1HB, dry.
1HB, dry, coming up.
Here, Mac, 1 hot bronto sandwich, no gravy.
Thanks, Mother.
I think I'll turn on the TV and get a little dinner music.
And here comes our Wilma, the happy housewife. And what have you cooked up for us today, Wilma?
A nice, crispy, barbecued Rockenspiel dinosaur rib. And girls, your husband will love it.
Make your hobby happy. Keep your hubby happy. When he's a little chubby, he's a happy pappy with Rockenspiel.
Yes, you too can be a happy housewife if you...
Hey, Mac, don't touch the TV.
Help! Police!
Will you get that, Barney?
Okay, Betty. Yeah? Oh, hiya, Fred. What's new? What are you doing in jail, Fred? You broke up a television set in Mother's place and hit Mother? Ooh, okay, Fred. I have to go down and bail Fred out, Betty.
Why, you ought to leave him there. Anyone that would strike his mother and break her TV set should be in jail. Those old folks love TV.
Not Fred's mother, Sam mother.
I don't care whose mother it is. It just isn't nice.
But he runs a beanery. You know, a restaurant.
It makes no difference what he does. We're concerned with his mother.
But Sam mother, who owns him, skip it. I'll explain later.
I'm sure surprised at Fred Flintstone.
Here you are, Mr. Bedrock. The latest ratings. The Bedrock Network has done it again. The Happy Housewife program is the number one show from coast to coast.
Great, great. That's three straight weeks. I'll give the Rockbound Network a ring and give them the old needle. Hello? Get me Sam Rockbound at the Rockbound Network. Rockbound hates it when I do this. Hello? This is Ed Bedrock. That you, Rockbound?
Yeah, this is Sam Rockbound. What's on your mind, Bedrock? Yes, I've seen the latest ratings on Happy Housewife. So what?
You're being clobbered, Rockbound. Clobbered. That's so what. He hates when I do that.
Oh, I hate when he does that. But he's right. We are being clobbered. That Happy Housewife show is killing us. We've got to do something. Let's see now. Every housewife has an Achilles heel, which reminds me, what about her husband? I'll start by seeing how happy a happy housewife's husband is.
Come in.
Mr. Flintstone?
Yeah.
I'm Sam Rockbound, Rockbound Network. May I come in?
What do you want?
Mr. Flintstone, how do you like being the husband of TV's happy housewife?
You really want to know?
Why, yes.
Well, sit down, Buster. I got a story to tell you.
With the ratings we're getting, Mr. Bedrock, we can keep the Happy Housewife show going forever.
Right. As long as there are housewives. Hello? Bedrock speaking. Oh, hello, Rockbound. Now, listen, groveling won't help you a bit.
I'm not groveling, Bedrock, but you will. I've got news for you. I've got a new show to buck against Happy Housewife.
You're kidding. What'd you say you're calling it? Neglected Husband, starring the Happy Housewife's husband, Fred Flintstone? But Sam, baby, you can't let him say things like that. You'll ruin our show. Oh, that's the idea. But Sam, pal, I'm groveling. Believe me, I'm groveling. Listen, suppose I yank Happy Housewife. Sure I will. Right, honest. Yeah, right now, Sam, baby. Yes, thanks, buddy. Thanks, right away. Hey, you! Stop the Happy Housewife show right now!
Make your hobby hubby.
Sorry, lady. Show's over.
Mit Rockenspiel.
Due to circumstances beyond our control, Happy Housewife is off the air.
Wilma's been cooking all day, huh, Betty?
It's been her first chance for weeks.
Oh, here comes Fred.
Skiddly ink a dink a doo be a razzmatazzma to be. Yabba-dabba-doo! Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo! Oh, Wilma! I'm home, Wilma! Start it coming!
Keep your hubby happy when he's a little chubby. He's a happy pappy.
One more time, Wilma, and keep it coming.
When he's a little chubby, he's a happy pappy.
I hope all you wives out there are taking notes.